Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God is truly good. God is on the throne, and God is in charge. This is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, with Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. We welcome you this morning. We welcome the Holy Spirit this morning. We welcome the Holy Spirit to come into our lives. Remember, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. You got to invite him in. Amen. He's not going to force himself on you. You got to invite the Holy Spirit into your heart, into your life, into your home, on your job, in your neighborhood, wherever you are. We welcome the Holy Spirit into our lives today because God is doing a great thing. Yes, he is. This is miracle working season. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are trusting you, God. We are leaning not to our own understanding. We are trusting you, the almighty living God. And our God is not dead. He lives, and he lives within our souls. And we thank God for Jesus. We thank God because God is good. Maybe what we're going through don't feel too good, don't look too good, don't sound too good, but God is still good. We can still praise him. We can still glorify him. We can still magnify him. He's blessed us all to say one more day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Tell a friend to tune into Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries Power Hour, a praying, teaching ministry on prayer. We invite you to our prayer breakfast on Saturday. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. St. Luke's United Methodist Church, 2119 Gwyn Oak Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21207. We invite you to come out, praise and worship the almighty living God with us. We know that God can do anything but fail, and he hasn't failed us yet. Thank you, God. Come out and join us on this coming Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, but you got to RSVP. Yes, you do. You got to RSVP at 410-233-2942. RSVP today, at 410-233-2942. Bring a friend. Bring a coworker. Bring a family member. Bring someone with you. Don't be selfish. Bring someone with you. Saturday at St. Luke's United Methodist Church, our powerful, powerful prayer breakfast, a powerful man of God, none other than Pastor Victor Mines, a blood of redemptive church will be giving us the word. We have powerful dancers. Elder Dr. Cassie Loft of Door of Hope Ministries will be spiritual dancing for us, along with our young lady, Zariel Kelly. They're going to be dancing for the Lord. Hallelujah. And we're looking forward to seeing Miss Mercer there too. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We want to come out and praise and worship God. We want you to glorify God on Saturday. Yes, Saturday, December 2nd, 2023, at St. Luke's United Methodist Church. And we're going to be well protected. Yes, we are. Yeah, we got our soldiers that'll be watching over us. Yes, we're going to be well protected by the Baltimore County, Baltimore City. Police Department is going to be right there with us. And even we have some private people that will be there watching over us also. So we're going to be well protected, come out and rejoice in the Lord, knowing that God could do anything but fail. And we know that God's got a blessing in store for you on Saturday, December the 2nd, 10 a.m. to 12 noon at St. Luke's United Methodist Church with a very fine pastor, Pastor Shirley Myers. Glory, hallelujah. Come out and join us on Saturday. But you got to RSVP, 410-233-2942. And do that today. All right, God is good. We're just going to rejoice and praise God and glorify God. We know that you got to be careful today. It's cold outside. It is November. Yes, it is. So if you have to go outside, please wrap up yourself. Protect your animals. Bring them in. All right, keep your animals safe. It is cold outside, and we're praying for those that are out there homeless, that are walking the streets. We're praying that God will give them a place to stay. We got plenty of shelters in Maryland. So we pray that those who are out there walking, I know most shelters close at 6, but they do have senior centers in Maryland and in other states. They have senior centers. They have the library. They have places where you can go, even at the hospital, to be warm. So you don't have to be out in the cold today. Nobody have to be out in the cold today. And those that do have to go out, please wrap yourself up. Please, please, please. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Be safe. Amen. if you have to go out. If you don't have to go out, stay in and pray for everyone else that do have to go out. Hallelujah. And we're praying that everybody's in a warm place. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Blessing business. Yes, he is. So glory be to God. We thank God, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located at 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore. Thank you, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close. We appreciate you and your family, your coworkers, employees at Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore. He's there for you in the time of your loved one going home to be with the Lord. He will help you with that homegoing celebration. Truly a man of God. And we thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, located at 5126 Bel Air Road. And we appreciate you so much. Don't forget about our real estate, Shanita Kelly, 443-854-0977. She will pray with you for the purchase of your new home. If you're selling the home that you're now in, she will pray with you and make that transition a beautiful, beautiful transition. Also, she's a broker and realtor licensed in several states, a praying, powerful woman of God. We thank God we're dealing with men and women of God that's praying for you and with you. They're not just about making the Benjamins, but they want to make sure that you're successful and you're happy and you're treated in the right way. So thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Dr. David Gaines, Ebony Styles, 2103 North Charles Street. You know what? God is truly good. And we thank God for Dr. David Gaines, our natural hairstylist. Isn't God good? We can wear our hair natural and be proud about it. Nappy by nature. Amen. Nappy by nature. We thank God. It's sad they have to get a law passed so that we wouldn't be losing our jobs for wearing our hair natural. God gave us this natural hairstyle. So Dr. David Gaines is there for you at 2103 North Charles Street. And you can give him a call at 443-449-3631. Also has a barber on site. We thank God for you, Dr. David Gaines, sharing the pastry and the bread. So there should be nobody without bread, okay? You can always give him a call at 443-449-3631. You have to pick it up, okay? The man of God is working every day to provide for his family. So you have to pick it up. He wants to be of support and help for you, but you got to pick it up or get someone that can pick the bread or pastry up for you. He has it for you, and we thank God for him even sharing fruits and vegetables. So give Dr. David Gaines a call for that natural hairstyle. Again, he has a barber on site at 443-449-3631. Let him know you heard it here at the Power Hour of Prayer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And don't forget about the family tree. Some of us need help with raising our children, raising families up. That's what the family tree is all about. Located at 2108 North Charles Street. I am a facilitator for the Family Tree and have been for years. So we thank God for the Family Tree, a nonprofit organization that's there to support you and help you in time of need. Or if you just want to brush up on your skills with parenting, male and female, you want to brush up on your skills, male and female. Glory be to God. Give the Family Tree a call at 410-889-2300, 410-889-2300, and they're there to help you and support you, even grandchildren. Some grandparents, aunts and uncles are raising their children, and that's a blessing that they have a family member that will agree to take on that task. So there is help. There is support. Call the Family Tree at 410-889-2300. Let them know that Dr. Pat sent you their way. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. There is help and there is support. If they don't have the help that you need, they will let you know exactly where you can go get that help and support that you need. Glory, hallelujah. So, yes, God makes a way out of no way for everything. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for our little diamond, studying to be a veterinarian, loving our pets, Evangelist Janet Griffith. We thank God for you. Loving and praying over our pets. Thank God for those of you that have that love for our animals. God created them, and he don't want them to suffer. So we're praying over all of our animals that may be out in the cold. We're praying that a door will be open for them and that God will send forth his healing hand of mercy upon them. So we thank God for all of our animals. Glory, hallelujah. You know, some of our animals get treated better than people. Uh-huh. Some of us don't treat the people well, our relatives. So we thank God for those of you who have a desire to pray, the veterinarians, those that are taking care of our animals. Thank God for Jesus. So continue to pray for one another. Continue to be there for one another. Be a blessing to someone today. Yes. Be a blessing to someone today. Let someone know that God is love. Let someone know that I'm praying for you, and pray for them. Don't just tell them I want to pray for you and you don't pray for them. Yeah, people do that. I'm going to pray for you, and then they forget all about praying for the person. But don't forget, if you're telling someone you're praying for them, you know, give them a phone call and give them a short prayer. The prayer doesn't have to last breakfast, lunch, and dinner. A brief prayer. Let someone know that God is love. Let someone know that God is still alive. Let someone know that God is a miracle worker while we're here. We're setting an example for the world. The world is watching you, prayer warriors, men and women of God. The world is watching you. And so is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Only what you do for God, will last. Only what you're doing for God will last. If you're doing it to glorify yourself, so everybody can say, oh, look at so-and-so. No. Only what you do for Christ will last. Jesus Christ. Only what you do for Christ will last. And we thank God for the men and women of God that are doing the work that God has called them out to do. In the midst of their trials and their tribulations, in the midst of their situations, in their families, in their homes, they're still doing the work that God has called them out to do. And I thank God for you, men and women of God. Yeah, we're soldiers. Yeah, we're soldiers. We don't give up. No matter what's going on, no matter what's happening, we don't give up. We continue to do the work that God has called out to do. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Men and women of God, we're soldiers. Yes, we are. And we're overcomers. We're not survivors. We're overcomers. As they sang the song, we shall overcome. And we're going to keep right on marching. Hallelujah. Thank God for the John Lewis, the Martin Luther King, Sojourner Douglas. Hallelujah. Thank God. Harriet Tubman. Thank God. Yes, we are overcomers. And we're going to continue to do the work that God has told us to do. We're not giving up. No, we are not. Thank you, Jesus. He will give you the strength. He will give you the joy of the Lord is your strength. In the midst of being on your sickbed, you can still praise somebody. In the midst of what you're going through, you can still let God know that I'm going to trust you until I die. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the mother Annie Green's trusting God until she died. Thank you, God, for the Murray Robinsons, 100 years old, still praising and trusting God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. The men and women of God that are up in age, yes, they're still trusting and believing in God. It wasn't easy for them. No, it wasn't. Sister Greta, it wasn't easy for our parents. Sister Esther, it wasn't easy for our parents and our grandparents. But you know what? They kept right on going. Yes, they did. Thank you, Jesus. And we still have men and women of God that are up in age that are still trusting in God, leaning out to their own understanding. And we thank God for them. We thank God for them. Hallelujah. And that's why this morning we can give God total praise. You ought to tell somebody to tune into Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer. There's power in prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer could change the situation, and prayer can change you. He said it wasn't going to be easy. We're going to have trials and tribulations. Yes, we are, Sister Jacqueline Anderson. We're going to have trials and tribulations. But we still got to go forth and do what God has told us to do. Let others see the Christ in us. Total praise. Total praise. Total praise. No matter what you're going through, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it looks like, you might be broken, disgusted, you still praise God because God's got everything. Thank you, Jesus. Give him total praise today. They may call you crazy. How in the world is she going to praise God and she don't have this? How in the world can he praise God? He just lost his job, just got a pink slip. You still praise God with that pink slip in your hand. You still praise God in the midst of your situation. You still praise God. When praises go up, blessings come down. Let them see that you serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give him total praise today. I don't want no rocks crying out for me. Thank you, Jesus. You learn how to pray for yourself. Thank you, God, for Reverend Dr., late Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage. He said, you better learn how to pray for yourself. Stop getting on the phone calling everybody up to pray for you. Pray for yourself. because you're talking to God and you can tell him exactly what you need. Thank you, Jesus. Then he's going to bless you with some things that you want. Thank you, God. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Are you one of the righteous ones? You may be calling somebody that's not righteous to pray for you. Watch out. Watch out. Watch as well as pray. Total praise this morning. Total praise this morning. It's time to stop playing with God. It's time to stop murmuring and complaining. It's time to stop playing church. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Go to Joshua 1, 7, and 8. Let God bless you this morning. Total praise, my dear. Total praise, prayer warriors. Prayer warriors. Give him total praise today. I need ever dare you to praise God in the midst of your situation. Praise him anyway. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. Give him the praise, the honor, the glory. To give him total praise this morning. Yes, indeedy. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. It wasn't the alarm clock. It wasn't the phone. Hallelujah. It wasn't somebody that shook you on the shoulder. Nobody but the living God breathing another breath of fresh air into your lungs, allowing your heart to beat properly, allowing the blood to flow freely in your body. Nobody but God. Those that are in the hospital, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, behind prison walls, nobody but God. We got to give God total praise. We got to give God total praise, even when we don't feel like it. We give God total praise. Let others know that you're serving a God that's worthy to be praised. Now, we're going to welcome the Holy Spirit in. We're going to welcome the Holy Spirit, yes, into our hearts, our minds, and our souls. our hearts, our minds, and our souls. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, this morning. Come into our lives as we give you total praise. We honor the Spirit of the living God as we go to our scripture, the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Isn't that a blessing? The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He leadeth me the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. He's right there. He is preparing the table before you in the presence of your enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely, 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 goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Where are you going to dwell? In the house of the Lord forever. And you got goodness and mercy following you all the days of your life. This is the word of God for the people of God. Do you trust him this morning in all your situations? Believe me, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ know what's best for you. There was a show that came on TV, Father Knows Best. They always went to the Father when they go into a trial or a tribulation. June would always go to the dad when the boys gave her a hard time. The sons would go to the father when they didn't know what to do. We need to go to our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we feel like giving up, we feel like nobody understands us, take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. Take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. Thank you, God. And then watch as well as pray. He knows exactly what you're going through. He knows how you feel. He knows all about your aches and your pains. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being a forgiving God, a loving God, a God full of love and compassion for all mankind. Thank you, God. That's the kind of God that we serve. Thank you, Jesus. In the midst of all of our trials and tribulations, in the midst of all that's going on in this world, God is still in charge. Yes, he is. And we need to put that in our spirit. God has not forgotten about you. He's waiting for you to turn it over to him. Yes, he is. You can't handle it by yourself. You can't do it all by yourself. And if you are a man or woman of God, you're going to place it into God's hands and believe. And believe that he will do what is right for you at all times. Put that situation in God's hands. Put that situation that you don't know what to do or where to do or how to go. Thank you, God. I want you to know this morning one of the most powerful yet least known forms of prayer is the prayer of protection. Through the prayer of protection, you can normally say no to negative experiences and even stop them completely for yourself or others. Did you all know that? Didn't the disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray? Through the act of prayer itself protects. Divine prayers of protection are even more powerful. Through prayers of protection, you can dissolve unhappy experiences in which you have gotten involved in. A lot of us have gotten involved in unhappy experiences because we did not go to God to ask God, should I be involved in this? You did it because you want to do it. You did it because it felt good. It looked good. It sounded good. You didn't go to God and say, God, should I participate in this? Should I marry him? Should I marry her? Should I bring this in my home? You didn't ask God. You did it on your own. You didn't take it to the Lord in prayer. Watch out. You can also help dissolve the negative experiences of others. The Psalm 91 is one of the most powerful prayers of protection in the Bible. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The psalmist knew how important it was to pray prayers of protection. Pray prayers of protection. Psalm 91. He knew how important it was to pray prayers of protection. Often we are praying prayers asking for this and asking for that and do this and do that. Put it in the microwave, God. Do it now. I can't wait. The psalmist knew how important it was to pray prayers of protection as he guarded his helpless sheep against wild animals and climate weather and 1,001 ills. Thus he psalms with protective prayers. There was a noted engineer and one of England's great scientists got interested in spiritual healing and became a fine metaphysician soon after the turn of the century. He was a firm believer in the prayers of protection for those in war. And we got some veterans listening, some that have fought in World War I, World War II, Vietnam War, Afghanistan, and those that are still fighting in war at this time. So he was a firm believer in prayers of protection for those in war. He related the story of British regiment under the command of the Colonel Weasley, which served in World War I for more than 4 years without losing a man. When asked how his regiment was able to serve 4 years in the thick of battle without a single casualty, Colonel Weasley said it was because the officers and the men in the regiment memorized, I want you to hear this morning, memorize and repeat it regularly, the Psalm 91, which we call the Psalm of Protection. They memorized it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. During that time, they didn't have cell phones and computers and laptops. They memorized Psalm 91, the Psalm of Protection. And this is what we need to do. Sit down with our loved ones and memorize Psalm 91. There's a war going on. And those war zones, they don't have a laptop or a computer or a cell phone to pick up. My dear ones, memorize Psalm 91. Every opportunity that you get, read it. Write it down. Put it in your purse, ladies. Put it in your pockets. Put it in your shoes. Carry it with you. And when you're sitting down in the doctor's office waiting to be called, read that Psalm 91. A man once lived through a shipwreck that took the lives of many. But when asked how he survived when death came to all those around him, the wise man replied he had prayed over and over Psalm 91. That's God's word. As a spiritual being made a little lower than the angels, that's in Psalm 8, read it. You can gain dominion over the world and completely cast out the dissolve negative experiences from your life. The word protect means to shield from injury, danger, or loss. The prayer of protection helps you do just that as it shields you against loss, injury, danger, unhappiness, and all the unnecessary experiences of life. A lot of us are living and with some unnecessary experiences because we're not dependent upon God. We're not trusting God. We're not taking God at his word. The joy of the Lord is your strength. A very successful businesswoman has often stated that one of her success secrets is that she sends forth prayers of protection. Are you sending forth prayers of protection for your family members, your neighbors, your coworkers, your church family, your friends? Are you sending forth prayers of protection for them? She was sending forth prayers of protection before she went out each day, before she went out into the world, early in the morning, sending out prayers of protection. It don't cost you nothing. Just a couple of minutes. At a time when almost everyone in her company was being fired by the new owner and was suffering the loss of thousands of dollars in income, this woman retained her job and went on to work in peace and harmony with her new boss as she daily used this protective prayer. I clothe myself safely around with infinite love and wisdom. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. That was a prayer. I clothe myself safely round with the infinite love and wisdom. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. If you're already in the midst of unhappy experiences, prayers of protection can get you out of them. Immediately after the great fire in San Francisco in 1906, a businessman rose for 1 hour earlier than usual each morning, those first chaotic months, in order to meditate upon divine protection, wisdom, and peace. Obedience is better than sacrifice. He rose up early every morning, an hour earlier. Yes. In the midst of the chaotic months, in order to meditate upon divine protection, wisdom, and peace. The results were astonishing to his friends and business acquaintances. Many of them asked him how he was able to reestablish his office in an orderly working manner when people all around him were still so unsettled. And we may be living in a home right now where everyone around you is unsettled. Your children, your husband, your wife, unsettled. But God. But God, he rose up early in the morning, an hour earlier. An hour earlier. Thank you, Jesus. As he daily affirmed divine protection, wisdom, and peace, he was able to locate workers easily, systemize his work, and harmonize his records. All this was done without experiencing the weariness, confusion, exhaustion, and depression that other people thought or went through and thought it was necessary to be a part of the hectic days. No, all of that ain't supposed to be a part of your day. No, it's not. Rise up early in the morning and get some things done. And you'll see how successful your day will go. Watch God bless you. Watch God move on your job. I would get to work early when I worked for the state of Maryland, the city of Baltimore. I would get there early before everybody else got there and sit at my desk and pray and get my work done. Yes, I did. I wasn't getting paid for that hour. Then I would go in early, and God blessed me with a prayer warrior on the job. She worked on the first floor, and I worked on the seventh floor. But we met on the elevator and began to talk about God. God will always send you somebody. Yes, he will. And the right somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Patricia Jackson and Ed Jackson, who was transferred later in a foreign country. Thank God, Patricia and Ed Jackson, to help make this ministry worldwide. Dr. Ron Green, thank God, help this ministry come worldwide, stationed in Germany. Yes, this is Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministry. We're not just talking this stuff. Thank God for you. members of the military fighting in the wars. We thank God for you. In these challenging times, when one hears so much about war, crime, disease, poverty, and the balance and harmony of the mind and body, you should constantly use prayers of protection so that it will not come nigh thee. Psalm 91. If some of these inharmonies are already in your life, the prayers of protection can help you to release them and let them go. You got the victory in Jesus Christ. You can live a victorious life in Jesus Christ. You can live in peace, in love, in harmony in Jesus Christ. When all hell is breaking loose around you, you could be at peace. A little girl was disappointed when she realized that one of her playmates had taken a doll and cradle from her room. At first, she got angry and blamed various friends, planning to complain to her teachers at school about theft. But her mother reminded her of the power of speaking a prayer of protection. And together they declared, "Love envieth not," and stated that no one wanted her doll and cradle or anything else that was hers by divine right. What God has for you is for you. That very night, the doll and cradle were returned to her in their usual place in her home. A woman once saved her home from being robbed at a time when burglaries were being committed on all sides. As she declared these same words, "Love envieth not." There was once a woman in San Francisco who was suddenly approached by two masked men as she descended from a streetcar one dark night. They said to her, "We are short of cash and we want the money in your handbag." She replied with affirmation of protection, "God is my protection. There's nothing in the seen or unseen that can harm me or make me fearful. I am overshadowed by divine love, the divine love of Jesus Christ." And you, my dear ones, are overshadowed by divine love, divine protection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You got to speak it into existence. One masked man said to the other, "Take her pocketbook. We got to have it." As the other snatched it, the robbed woman kindly said, "I hope it will do you some good." Then she added, "We are all God's children. We are brothers and sisters in one human family. If one has a need, the other should be glad to divide with him. I hope that the money will be a blessing to you." The two robbers looked at each other helplessly, shook their heads, and returned her pocketbook to the victim. Whereupon she bade them, "Good night, boys." As she went on her way, she realized they had never even open her bag. Look at God. Isn't he a miracle-working God? This is not a fairy tale. This is God. At a time when nearly every house in the neighborhood was being robbed, a housewife spent time in nightly meditation. Some of us said we can't sleep. Do you know what you do? Spend time in nightly meditation, mentally building a wall of protection around her home and that of her next-door neighbor's home. She would picture the wall of protection as a brilliant light about a foot thick. And then she would affirm, "We are surrounded by the pure white light of Christ." Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You're protected by that white light of Jesus Christ. Speak it into existence. "We are surrounded by the pure white light of Jesus Christ, into which nothing negative can penetrate, and out of which only good shall come. Her property and that of her next door neighbor will never touch." And I think that we could pray that prayer of protection right now upon all the homes in our neighborhoods, upon our vehicles. Are we praying over our vehicles? Are we praying that prayer of protection? Or are we just letting the thieves just take over? Pray that prayer of protection over your home, over your neighborhood. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? One masked man said to the other, you remember what happened to that lady? Uh-huh. But she believed and trusted in God. I believe she called upon the name of Jesus. Paul might have been pointing out this protective method in Romans when he advised, let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Go to Romans 13 and 12 and read it for yourself. You got to believe me. Go to Romans 13 and 12. Paul said, let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. Let us, men and women of God, we can do it together. Prayers of protection bring peace, health, and plenty. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Prayers of protection work in all departments of life for health, wealth, and happiness. A businessman was very worried about his wife who fretted over everything. Have you ever seen someone that's worrying about everything? She got very upset at night if she did not arrive home on time. If he didn't arrive on time. They were heavily in debt because of his wife's illness. And this man worked as a distasteful job as a bill collector in an effort to make ends meet. It's very unpleasant work, and his life seemed just like a series of unhappy experiences for this couple. But he was working a job where he wasn't hurting anyone. One day when his wife was in town shopping, she noticed a sign that read, Silence Hour. Come in. You're welcome. The word silence interests her because she was trying to get free from fear and gain peace of mind. Hopefully, she attended this room meeting, prayer meeting. The speaker on the platform, with eyes closed, kept affirming over and over these words of protection. Listen to this, y'all. There is an infinite power within us that protects us from all harm. Ask God to protect us from seen and unseen danger. Ask God to protect your children from seen and unseen danger. For an hour over and over, the speaker declared these words and the audience joined in, following the use of this prayer. There would be long periods of silence in which the people meditated upon these words of protection. Hallelujah. At the end of this quiet hour, the formerly nervous, high-strung woman felt like a completely reborn person. She realized that most of her fears were groundless. She determined to go home, clean house, prepare a good meal for her husband, and just relax and enjoy life. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. She vowed to stop worrying. And some of you need to cry on God. Cry out to God and say, you know what, God? I'm not going to worry about a thing. I'm going to let go and let God. I'm going to trust you in every situation in my life. You know exactly what I need, and you know exactly what I don't need. She vowed to stop worrying about so many little things. When her husband arrived home for dinner after a trying day of bill collecting, he could hardly believe the change he saw in his wife. Instead of being distraught that he was late, she was calmly sitting by the fire, sewing, while the evening meal remained warm in the oven. When he asked what had brought her this change, she relayed the day's events and great impact that the prayer of protection had made upon her. There is an infinite power within us that protects us from all hurt, harm, and danger. The Spirit of the Almighty Living God. He said he would send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. Amazed, he told her that afternoon that one of his customers had not been able to pay his bill for some time, had told him he too had attended the same noon prayer meeting and was using the prayer of protection and faith that he would soon be able to pay up that bill. Won't God do it? Won't God do it? All we got to do is trust him and lead not to our own understanding. And he's an on-time God. He may not come when we think he should come, but you know what? He's an on-time God. So this couple found, as they continued using the protective prayer, that it opened the way to a whole new life of peace, health, and plenty. I want you to read Psalm 91 every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. Pray and read the Psalm of Protection. You also have the ability to do protective mental and spiritual work for others, as well for yourself. In fact, some of the greatest prayers you could ever pray for other people are prayers of protection. Hallelujah. And we need that in this day and this time. Read Psalm 91. Pray the prayer of protection every day. Hallelujah. And trust in God and lean not to thy own understanding. Tomorrow we're going to talk about your protective prayers can also help others. Pray the prayer of protection. Believe and trust God. He will lead and direct your path. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Father, we come in the magnificent name of Jesus Christ, knowing that you're God that could do anything but fail, and you haven't failed us yet. You know exactly what we stand in need of, and you said that you will give us the desires of our heart. And we pray the desires of our heart are lined up with the word of God. Watch over us, keep us, guide us, and lead us. Watch over our children as they go off to daycare centers, as they go to schools, as they go to colleges and universities. Protect our children from seen and unseen danger. Father God, give them a mind stayed on thee. Father God, protect our children. Give them, grant them godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. Have them not to yield to the enemy in no way, shape, or form. Protect us in our homes, on our jobs, in our communities, as we ride in our personal vehicles, the buses, the trains, the airplanes, the helicopters. Protect our police department. Be with them and watch over them, Father God. You'll bless them to be a blessing to us. Be our protective shield. We thank you for the military, those that are in the Army, Father God, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the National Guard, the Honor Guard. Put our protection all around them in times like these. We need a Savior. And we thank you right now, Father God, for protecting us right now from seen and unseen danger. You know exactly what we're going through. And you know what we're going to go through on this day. But we're going to depend upon you. We're going to call upon you. We're going to surrender to you. And we pray for those, Father God, that have not accepted you as their personal Savior, that they will yield to you and cry out to you and say, what must I do to be saved? Come into our homes and bless our homes with a spirit of peace and love and understanding. We pray for divine order in our life right now on this day, because you're not a God of confusion. You're not the author of confusion. And we're praying right now. We're seeking you, knowing that you are a miracle-working God. We thank you right now for the miracles that are taking place in somebody's life right now. We thank you for the healing that's taking place in somebody's body right now, their mind and their soul. We thank you, Father God, for the healing right now for someone from prostate cancer, for someone from breast cancer, for someone, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from COVID-19, from someone that's been in pain all night long. We thank you for the healing, Father God, of that bladder condition right now in the name of Jesus. We know that you can do it. And we claim it right now in the name of Jesus. We know what the doctor said, but we know that you have the final word. Thank you for healing that individual from migraine headaches. Thank you, Father God, for healing that person from worrying and anxiety and depression. We thank you right now for regulating that mind right now from bipolar disorder, paranoid schizophrenic disorders. We thank you right now for touching that individual, Father God, that the doctor said have dementia or Alzheimer's. There's no disease, Father God, bigger than you. You're bigger than any sickness and any disease. And we thank you right now, Father, for healing and deliverance. In Jesus Christ's name, let all of God's people say amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Somebody's being healed right now. Touch their stomach area. Somebody's been suffering. Intestines. Touch those intestines right now. Small and large intestines. Thank you, Jesus, Father God.
the replenishing and restoring. That person is now able to walk. Touch those limbs, Father. They're able to use their hands.